Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1158. 10 Truths to Help You Live Like You Love Yourself by Krista O'Reilly Davy DeGee of alifeinprogress.ca. Hello, everybody. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino. Welcome to ORD. This is the podcast where I bring you great content that can help you build your relationships 7 days a week. And while yesterday we covered 12 truths about great relationships, today we're going to cover 10 truths for how you can live like you love yourself. Yes, we're here to get to the bottom of what it means to be in a healthy relationship, not only with others, but also with ourselves. So let's get right to it, jump right into this article as we optimize your life. 10 Truths to Help You Live Like You Love Yourself by Krista O'Reilly Davy DeGee of alifeinprogress.ca. One day, shortly after the birth of my third child, I made the decision to love myself. I was done trying to mold my body or beautiful, quirky self into a tiny, ill-fitting box. I've been showing up and practicing this decision every single day for the past 12 years. Living like we love ourselves, speaking to ourselves with kindness, laying down judgment, nourishing ourselves like we deserve good things, none of this happens without deliberate conscious choice. We walk it out day by day. We struggle. We hide. We step out with courage once again. You wear your tattoos and I wear my scars, and we're not so different after all, with all our jagged edges. You write me and share pieces of your story. You are knitters and tenders of chooks and children. You are successful by the world's standards, yet still you ache. You are male and female, tired of living like you are too broken. You are teachers, psychologists, and health practitioners. You are homeschooling mamas, students just starting out, military retirees, a diverse crowd, but not so different at the core. In some area of life, you are still learning to live like you love yourself. You are doing the messy inner work to let go of what no longer serves. Untangle truth from fiction. Grow up. We are all on the journey together, and I'm so grateful I get to walk this out with you. I want to tell you something that I believe to be true, and which you may need to hear. This work is hard and uncomfortable, and sometimes you'll want to quit. You'll wonder why it feels worse in the middle than it did at the start. You may feel so filled with anger that life has been unkind. You may fall off course and feel like a failure, despair that you'll never get through, wish you didn't have to work so hard to show up and do life each day. But it's all worth it. You're worth it. 10 Truths to Help You Live Like You Love Yourself. Number 1. Life is messy and beautiful. Life is imperfect, painful, interesting, delightful, scary, exciting, messy, and beautiful, all at once. The fact that life is messy is not a reflection of your worth or ability. And when you're in a messy part, you need to remember that this is only part of your story, not the fullness of it. Number 2, you're not wrong for where you're at on the journey. Just don't quit. Number 3, you are the expert of your own body. Ask for help and acquire new skills and tools, but don't abdicate power or responsibility for your well-being. Advocate for yourself like you deserve it. Stop looking for a magic pill. Practice listening in, because we often already know what we need, we just don't want to do it. Number 4, acceptance is an inside job. The truth is, it's not actually my job to like you. It's yours. Number 5, you get to be the boss of your own thoughts. Challenge fear with truth. Don't believe every story that enters your mind. Learning to take control of your thoughts is one of the greatest gifts you can offer yourself. Number 6, you are not too broken. You have cracks and jagged edges like most of us, but that is not the fullness of who you are. You drip beauty through your imperfection, and even nobodies have gifts to offer the world. Number 7, you don't have to see the whole path to take the first or next step. We forge our path as we step out and do the hard work of showing up with consistency. Learning to trust the journey is part of the process. Number 8. Growing up is hard to do. Whether we are 16 or 46, we are all still in the messy process of growing up, and it feels hard sometimes. That's okay. You will be okay. Sometimes deep wounds must be opened up so they can be cleaned out once and for all. And a little PS, I think if we can bring humor into the process, this lightens the load. Number 9. Perfection is not required. No matter what your mean inner critic tells you, or all the ways you are judged by others, you are enough. Our identity is not determined by our performance or productivity. We do not have to pay rent for the space we take up in the world. Number 10. Your words matter. Use your voice. Speak life over yourself like you're your own best friend. Use words that help build the world you want to live in, starting with yourself. Don't play the victim and cut yourself some slack. Both will help you get through. And if necessary, you can't fake it until you make it. I am so privileged to get to peer into the lives and hearts of the amazing people I work with and the interesting people who read my words and respond. I get to see the raw truth. You are not alone on this journey, and you are not the only one who struggles. Decide to live like you love yourself. You just listened to the post titled, 10 Truths to Help You Live Like You Love Yourself, by Krista O'Reilly Davy DeGee of lifeinprogress.ca. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. And a great reminder today from Krista, a really refreshing post about life's imperfections and the value of keeping them in perspective as being parts of the journey rather than obsessing over getting rid of them. So I think an article like this begs the question, what are you not currently allowing of yourself? What parts of your life have you deemed unacceptable and are you not cooperating with? How can you get closer to the truth of these situations, which is likely that they're fleeting and not compromising your value as a person or the value of your life? Take this episode as a reminder that making mistakes happens. Embarrassing yourself happens. Feeling ashamed happens. Feeling behind happens. None of these feelings are abnormal, but they do seem more villainous the less we allow them. And that's all I've got to say about that. Get to yourself questioning, friends. Time to wrap this episode up. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you'll share it with someone who may need it. And of course, I hope you'll join me again tomorrow as we start our parenting leg of the week and where your optimal life awaits.